Speaking at a drought response stakeholders meeting co-hosted by the United Nations and the Office of the President and Cabinet, Ping said the Chinese government had given more than what the embassy had requested.
China is going to provide or donate rice worth of 160 million yuan, which is approximately equals to 24.6 million US dollars in rice to Zimbabwe as emergency food assistance.
He said the assistance is more than double the Chinese government had provided to Zimbabwe in the 2014 season. The head of the United States Agency for International Development, Stephen Funke, and the British Agency for International Development Chief, Annabel Gerry, also said they were in touch with their countries with a view to mobilize additional funding for drought relief. Funke said the USAID, which has since June last year spent $35 million on humanitarian assistance in the country, would soon be making an announcement on additional funding.
This year, our budget is budgeted for $40 million, which is already an increase, and we received indications last week that there will be a substantial increase to this money, and we hope over the next 2 weeks that we'll be able to announce what that amount is.
European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe Philippe Van Dem said while the European Union was willing to assist, it was worried by the discrepancies in the numbers of people who needed assistance.
We are of course working on additional support measures. While I'm always asking questions on coherence of data, it's because the coherence of data makes it so much easier to plead with all capitals on what are the gaps. So we are very eagerly waiting for the finalization of the updated humanitarian response plan, because this will facilitate the communication with our respective capitals.
The government says almost 4 million people are in urgent need of drought relief aid. Air Commodore Jasper Marangwanda of the National Grain Command Center said about 3.1 million people from virtually all rural districts were in need of food. He said though government has secured resources to purchase grain, the state was failing to distribute the monthly national requirement of 30,400 metric tons. He said only 20,266 tons were being distributed monthly.
This means that only 57% of the monthly grain requirements have been released by GMB for distribution to the vulnerable.
He said there was need to complement the Grain Marketing Board, the District Development Fund and the Road Motor Services in moving grain to ensure that all affected families received grain on time. Zimbabwe has secured more than $240 million for the purchase of grain, but is facing problems in bringing grain into the country as neighboring nations like Zambia are also facing drought and have put restrictions on maize exports. So far, imports are coming from South America, while Europe is also being considered as another maize source. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.